Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon and happy Sunday to everyone. We were having a little bit of technical difficulty, so hopefully everyone can hear us today. So today we are talking about examining our past to kind of get over and get through to our future so we can be a better person and better you. So to recap from last month, we talked about the new year for a new you, and we're still sticking with that theme. And what we want to do is to become better people for the 2017 new year and for future years to come by setting goals and achieving them and not letting anything stop you. We also talked about the trust and communication in your friends and how you should choose your friends wisely and surround yourself with the like-minded people. So tell us how you're doing with that. Send us a message on Facebook and let us know. Our Facebook page is facebook.com/ Sisters with the number 4, Society. So let's jump into this one. We have Stephanie and Tippy here today. Y'all want to say hi?
Hi, guys. Hi, guys.
So this month's workshop, we're going to focus on our younger self to see how much we have evolved, and let's see if we can peel back some of those layers of things that may be holding us from being successful in the present life. The goal is, again, to become a better you. And there may be some things from your past that are keeping you from being just that. So first, think back when you were a child. And ladies, I want y'all to do the same thing. And I want you to name a word that describes yourself as a child. Stephanie, we'll start with you.
Inquisitive.
Oh, all right. Why were you inquisitive?
I wanted to know how everything worked. I'd take things apart. I was always asking questions about everything.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Tippy? I have no
clue. You don't know how to describe yourself as a child? Like, what would you describe as a child today?
If you asked your mom, how would she describe you as a child?
A pain in the butt.
Okay, so why were you repeating?
That would be consistent. I guess because I was the outgoing style, like in everything. Mm-hmm. The youth group within the Black Lodge, I was, in court and school or drawing or RTC, I was the only girl in wood shop, my brother and I were opposite. I took wood shop, he took plumbing.
So that's pretty funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, he took home ec,
because that's what
girls.
Right.
Well, he was the jock. So it was, the jock taking home ec, so that was, the real attraction. Mm-hmm. So I took wood shop and, built things for my mom.
Gotcha.
So, okay. I was the outgoing
style. Okay. When you were thinking about this word that describes yourself as a child, I want you to think and figure out whether this word had a positive impact or a negative impact on you now. What do y'all think?
I think it had a good impact. I've always been the one asking questions, mm-hmm. and, not leaving necessarily everything a status quo.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, it's got me in some trouble.
Yeah.
Being the outdoors is like one of those things you're not afraid to jump in and do anything.
Right.
It's just like with her, being inquisitive, you ask questions, you can say, oh, it's really annoying, she's going to ask questions, she's going to want every, detail. But it's also a good thing, too, because
mm-hmm.
there'll be no surprises in the end. So being outdoors is the same way. You want to know, you want to be a part of everything, you want to what borderline, what am I getting myself into?
Right.
You know,
right.
What shouldn't I be doing? Well, heck, I'm going to do it anyway, but what shouldn't I be doing? Just so I know the future of it.
So I had this conversation with an unnamed friend. I'm not going to name the friend. And they described their childhood as scary. And the reason why is because they felt alone, like no one was there for them. So today they feel, I asked them the same question because you know, I'm a routine person. I have to figure things out. So today, even now, they lack trust in people. They don't go into social settings because they don't trust people because they feel like they're going to be betrayed or they're going to be
let down.
And that feeling of disappointment.
Right.
So I understood that, but I was trying to relay that message to them to let them know that you have to take baby steps to get from your past to brighten up your future. And it's kind of hard, and of course they had to know how to think about that because, you know, when you're starting your own, you're doing your own business or you're doing your own thing, you've got to be in a social setting. You have to network. Networking is very important for anyone that is trying to, you know, be successful. Yeah. So that's what I suggested. Take baby steps. Do couples night out or something. Like you just invite, you know, just a couple of friends and do small groups and then elaborate to bigger groups. Yes. And start, you know, talking to people and try to build that trust and see. I get it. People let you down and people may be, condescending at times when they talk to you or when they're trying to get a point across, they didn't want to feel like that, you know. So to them, their childhood was scary. So
people can surprise you, but you got to put
yourself out there, but you never know until you put yourself out there. So if your past had a positive impact on your life now, then that's great. Be proud and be humble about your accomplishments and your success. Never take for granted the help that you had along the way. If there was any, and I'm sure there was, because no one can get to where they are without some type of help from somebody. And if it had a negative impact, then what are you doing to change it? What can you do to change it? Here are some things to think about. Think about your thoughts are not necessarily facts. It does not define you. It does not make you the person that you are. It's up to you to challenge those thoughts and make the bad situation into a good situation. For me, I'm just going to speak on my personal. Let me go through these real quick. Women can be more critical about their performances and their abilities differently than men, often unknowing and usually more negative. We often feel like we have something to prove. That's us as women. Now, when you get into your criticized mode and is in charge, it can negatively affect your perceptions, your decisions, and your actions. Almost you're kind of like paranoid. And that actually can be coming from different angles. That can be coming from stress on your job. It can be coming from stress at home. It can be coming from a letdown from a friend or, you know, it could be coming from anything. It could be triggering from something back in your past that's just affecting you now. So I will speak on me personally. I went through a stressful period time in my life where I was not sleeping. I was sick. My body was aching. And it was, I mean, you would have probably thought I had the flu or something, but I didn't have the flu. I was stressed. I was getting 2 hours of sleep. I was starting to have chest pain. I was going through all these different things was going on with my body and I couldn't figure it out. So I have to take control. And part of my taking control was making the decision on what am I going to do with my life. So unfortunately, I'm a prayer, and I have to pray about it. I have to figure it out. When you're somewhere for 11 or 12 years, it's hard to just stay back, you know. And when you go to that person that you had that bond with, in my personal aspect, I had a bond with my GM. And you talk to them, you're either going to feel supported or you're not. And I was on the fence on whether or not I was being supported. And sometimes it's not the job that's hard, it's the people that make the job hard. When you continuously are being put in front of different barriers, different obstacles, different outcomes, and no one is trying to back you, when you're just there to try to improve the company, but nobody is trying to help you, they put you in a position that then you're just another body.
Exactly. It's not like what you're doing is
important
or helping. It's just like, well, you're just another person to fill that space.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
To get back to the sleeping loss.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly. Yeah. And it's like, do the job and back.
Yeah. So when you do the job, don't have an opinion.
Right.
Do the job.
Right. And it's when you get to those points and you don't feel like your voice is actually being heard, you don't feel like you're being supported, and you're losing sleep, you're having pain, you're doing all of this, sometimes you have to just let it go. And that's what I decided to do. I decided to just let go.
Well, and I think, like, women are more critical than men.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think second guess ourselves more.
Well,
as a female, you have that more of that motherly, we have to take on everything.
Mm-hmm.
So our basis is more emotional,
right?
Than
our male counterparts.
Right. Yeah, everything is more emotional based than male counterparts.
That's true.
Most of the time, men are more critical thinking of, you know, this, and everything has to be in a certain way, and mm-hmm. there are certain people that, you know, things have to go by a certain timeline. If it doesn't stay on that timeline, then you've got to rethink, and men are more critical thinking, well, you know, why did it go wrong, or women, it's just fix it and go.
Right.
You know, so we are more emotional-based, as, like you said,
mm-hmm.
have to improve ourselves,
mm-hmm.
you know, and take it more personally.
Right.
And it may not even be anything against us, like you said, and
mm-hmm.
they just see you as a person and a body of just do it and go on.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So, like I said, I had to make that decision myself. And since that decision was made, honestly, I mean, my husband even told me, he was like, I think that's probably the best sleep that you've ever had, because I had slept all night long. I didn't wake up.
And
I felt like it was, yes. And he told me, and he has been, I will honestly say, he was being very supportive in my decision. And he didn't have to see me cry before I go to work. So it got to, that's how bad it was. So y'all don't know that, but I'm letting y'all know that. So with that, I've changed. I started being, I got to the point where I was second guessing some of the old friends that I had and why would they come back to me. Like, I was that paranoid about certain situations.
Why they contacted me forever? What do you want?
What do you want now? And why? Did you hear something? Like, I'm thinking, like, what are we talking about? And I'm like, thinking these things, and I'm like, I don't even know why. This person won't even talk to anybody that I don't know. No. So it was just one of those things. So I had to have a counseling session with my best friend, and she talked to me and told me some things. She was like, sometimes that was just best for you. And I had to do that. So now I feel good. I feel better. I can eat, drink, sleep, and be merry. And it's just like, I don't stress about those things like I used to. I don't worry about it. I don't even associate myself in that same environment. I don't bring it home. I don't receive anything from that anymore. So I had to refocus myself and take charge of my body and take charge of my emotions and my future so that I can be a positive impact on my life.
Right.
So I say that because we have to think about the things that trigger these negative thoughts. And I had so many triggers, I didn't even know. So some of the things that you have to think about are whether you're stressed, whether you're tired, considering trying something new. Sometimes when you have to do something new for the first time, it's a
definitely stressful.
It's very stressful.
Right.
So it's things that you thought was going to go one way, didn't go the other way. That always happens. You always plan for something to be left, but it always be right.
Well, I mean, even to reverse your situation,
mm-hmm.
you know, I started a new job,
mm-hmm.
and within weeks got promoted to another job, dropped in the middle of it, you know, the holiday season with Christmas coming,
right.
not knowing the products, and all the people at the counter had deaths in the family, and, you know, they weren't there, so I was by myself,
right.
you know, and no idea what I'm supposed to be doing.
Right.
And that took a toll on me as well. And the longer I'm in the position, the less the knot in my stomach unravels, you know, a little more each day. But it can be unnerving,
yeah.
you know, when you're so unsure of, you know, of yourself. You know you have the capabilities, you're just not quite sure how to go about,
right.
you know, directing that.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you kind of stumble through it,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, eventually you figure it out. And
yeah.
we're all, you know, pretty smart women, and,
mm-hmm.
you know, we just have to go with our gut feelings,
right.
and get through that stress.
Yeah.
But that, you know, caused a lot of sleepless nights,
mm-hmm.
and stress, and, you know, I've talked to you about it, you know, at length on a few occasions, but,
mm-hmm.
you know, I was doubting myself and,
right.
and my capabilities, even though I knew going in it was something I could do once I figured it out.
Right, right.
You know, so.
But you have to have the proper support.
Support.
It's important to do it. I mean, because if you just go in there blindfolded and what is it called? Single drink? Or what is it?
Swim, sink, swim.
Yeah, I was drowned. I didn't swim at all. It was normal. And I couldn't even backstroke, dog toe, I couldn't float either. So it was just one of those times where I was doing everything that I thought that I could do correct, but it ended up really, it wasn't working out for me. So
we're glad you're happy.
I am so much happier now. But other things that could trigger those negative thoughts is sometimes we get into the mode where we are comparing ourselves to other coworkers. Why do we do this? I don't know. This person's life is not your life. Don't compare yourself if you can help it. But those are things that can actually trigger. If someone gets praised for doing a great job and you're not being recognized for your work, sometimes that could trigger some negative thoughts. In your and then you are looking at them like, well, I'm the one that helped her with it, or I'm the one that did it. You know, but we go through those, you know,
right.
times.
But it's on both ends of the spectrum.
Yes, and sometimes we don't receive criticism or feedback very well, especially us as women.
Well, and a lot of times we don't even receive compliments well.
That's true. I will agree with that.
Because you start, you get that insecure feeling that they're somehow backhandedly putting you down. Or,
right.
You know,
yeah.
They call it shade these days.
Someone's throwing shade on you.
So,
yeah. But it's those are the type of things that can trigger those negative thoughts that you really have to be aware of. And
your own insecurities.
Yeah, that's true. It can be anything that triggers those negative thoughts. Sometimes the way we remember things in the past can affect our future. Some of us are fortunate that we are no longer a child, while others wish we still were a child. I know. For me, I'm glad I'm not, but yeah, that's just me, and that's me on the record. I'm glad I'm not a child. So, but just remember that how you dealt with things in the past can still affect your present and your future, but guess what? It does not stop there. Depending on what it is, it could be passed down for generations. So, like, again, referring back to my friend that I was talking to, where they said that their childhood was scary. Guess what? Their children are not a social bug or, you know, trust people or, you know, they go through their moments. And they, you know, may talk back to their parents and they say, you know, about this issue with this friend. They said they were going to do this, but they didn't. And then they go back to that. Well, you know, friends are coming up. They let you down. You know, that's what they do. And you're like, well, no, you can't really just say that. That's just that one friend. And that maybe was not your friend. So those are things to kind of, you know, take into perspective, you know.
I'm teaching that good friend thing.
Yeah. Good luck.
Yeah. When the chips are down,
mm-hmm.
you find out who your real friends are.
You're exactly right. You can't let your personal issues
mm-hmm.
affect your kids either.
Right.
You know,
right. And it's also like of me trying to be him. It's not necessarily the child in this case. It's the adult.
Mm-hmm.
It's the child's parents. And how they're handling the situation and how they're handling the situation with the other parent
mm-hmm.
is what's causing the problem. And trying to teach your child that some parents suck.
Yeah. I mean, there's no parents who just don't know how to parent.
How to parent. It's because of their past and
yeah.
how they were raised and how
right.
they can think. And you know what? It's not how we do things in our house. And you know what? I'm never going to put you in that situation, but some parents suck. And because of that, their kids suck. And you know what? It can't be forever. Sorry. You know, it'll get better.
Because
eventually get over and move on. People realize their parents suck and they suck. And hopefully they'll do better.
Well, the kids nowadays are 7 too. Well, that's not fair.
Yeah.
Oh.
You know, neither of them. I mean, cricket, here's the thing.
Yes.
This is what I tell my kids. No one ever promised you the life is going to be there.
Mm-hmm.
Suck it up and move on.
I know that's the truth.
Right.
See, my number one saying, don't tell me about what they're doing in their house because they ain't my child.
Right.
It don't happen at ours.
Yeah.
So that's my number one rule.
Too bad.
Yes. So if you could go back into time, what advice would you have for your childhood self? You know, that saying that we have, if I only knew then what I know now, and what would you really change? So I want to know, what would y'all change, or what would you tell that former child? And let us know what you would do on Facebook. Let us know what advice you would give your child itself. It'll be kind of interesting to know. Please don't publicize any personal. How can I say this?
Baggage.
But yeah. Hopefully y'all understand
keep it
what we're and keep it family friendly.
Yes, please.
That's what I'm trying to say. Thank you. So today you know better, so you do better. Just because things didn't take the path you had planned for yourself does not mean you're not where you're supposed to be. Or it does not determine if you will be successful. You may have taken some detours in life, but all you have to do is just get back on the right path.
Everything happens for a reason.
That is so true.
I firmly believe that.
I agree.
You know, my life was not anything like I thought it was going to be. I went completely on a different path.
Mm-hmm.
But I am honestly where I believe I am supposed to be.
Right, right. And that's what's important, to know where you feel like you're supposed to be and just continue on the right path going forward. So we all have to learn how to manage our biggest critic. So, and that's true. We are our biggest critic. We expect more out of ourselves than anybody else. So identify a goal for your younger self and
identify a goal that your younger self would have wanted
you to
have
accomplished.
Yeah.
Yes. Thank you. And then identify one thing that you can change from your past that is affecting your future. Make it a project to try and change it. Make it a goal to change it.
Well, we all know you can't change your past.
Just
right.
Change, but change how you will affect your future.
Right. How you let it affect you.
Right. And let us know how you're doing. Again, talk to us on Facebook.
We listen well.
We do. And we respond, too.
Yeah, we do that, too.
I think we have a record of, like, 2 to 7 minutes or something.
Something like that.
Yeah, we're doing good. So please let us know. Let us know how you're doing. Let us know what did you think about our podcast for today. Join us next month, because next month will be our very first financial workshop of the year. This is still going along with our theme, a better year, a new year for a new you. So we have 5 workshops scheduled throughout.
The one next month is on budgeting with our guest speaker, Laura D.
Yes, and she's going to kick it off for us. So
that's at the Peachtree City Library
on
March 26th.
Thank you.
From 2 to 4. Please join us and go online to our website, www.sistersforsocietycorporation.org, and RSVP. Let us know that you're going to join us, and we will see you in March.
And don't forget, you can also go on our website to find out how to help us.
How to volunteer.
Yes. Everything is on our website. Go to the How to Help page. If you need services or know someone that needs services, please look at our services page down at the bottom. There is a qualifications and the applications printed off, and send it to intake at sistersforsocietycorp.org.
Also, we have some fabulous events coming up this year.
Yes.
So we need a lot of help. So we're looking for volunteers to help with whatever you think you could help with, just let us know.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
Don't forget to like us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. We are Sisters,
the number four,
Society. And we hope you all have a wonderful day.
Bye-bye.